Well, welcome to my daily teaching video, coming to you live today from Lyon, France. Having a little coffee out here in Place des Terreaux. Hey, in my teaching videos this week, I'm going to be talking all about developing passion and motivation for the things of God. Now, be honest with me, at times, probably all of us have gone through seasons where we feel we lack passion, maybe we lack motivation concerning the things of God. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how passion comes and how it goes, but how to maintain a life where we can stay at a consistent place of passion and motivation in our walk with God. This will really change your life if you put it into place. I'm going to talk about how to stay passionate about worship, how to become motivated and passionate about reading the Bible, about sharing your faith, about many aspects of the Christian life. Really important teaching. Come on this journey with me. I'm going to do four teachings on that this week and then a Q&A. So good to have you here. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things as usual. Firstly, if you're watching this and you're not yet a Christian, man, I'd love to talk to you about Jesus. Drop me a line, my email or contact details are on my website, and I'd love to do a Zoom call with you, meet up in person, or share Jesus with you. Secondly, I want to say a big thank you. Thank you to all of our partners. I have this incredible Holy Ghost bunch of people I call my ministry partners. The people who walk with us, who fellowship with us, who invite us, who support us financially, and most importantly, who pray and fellowship, who share in the koinonia of the gospel. And I have partners all over the world, some for many years, some new ones. And we are believing God to grow that. If you're not yet a partner, I really encourage you to pray about becoming one. There'll be some details wherever you're watching this. And lastly, I want to say thanks to all of the new subscribers to our YouTube channel as well. We are at 728,000 subscribers, and we're believing to go over 1 million by the end of this year. So thank you guys for that. Lots of new things going on, but check out the links below. And lastly, do sign up for our email newsletter. I know that will bless you. Best way of keeping in touch with me. Boom. Well, in today's video, I'm going to jump into part four of my series, all about passion and motivation. And what I want to do with you guys today as I wrap this up, I'm going to do a Q&A session at the end of this. So if you have any questions, feel free to send me those. But what I want to do is just talk about having a vision of a lifestyle filled with passion and motivation. Now, we talk about a vision, but can I encourage you? There's something powerful about literally sitting down and seeing your life in this area, in this context, in the way that God would actually have you see it. And I encourage you to take a moment and think. Just imagine, I'm recording these videos today on a Wednesday in Lyon, France. I'm batching a whole bunch of videos. And how does God want me to live today? What am I going to do for the rest of my life today? I'm going to record some videos. I'm going to go and have lunch. I'm going to walk around the city that I lived in for many years. I know really well. I'm going to sit by the river and have a coffee, write my journal, do some work, maybe do a little bit of shopping. I'm going to drive back to my home. Stop. Here's the thing. I know what I'm going to do physically today, but how does God desire me to live today? More importantly than what does he want me to do, who does he want me to be today? And I want to encourage you, if you want to live a lifestyle of passion and motivation, it actually starts with your identity. I believe there's something powerful that happens to you when you choose to self-identify. Yeah, I sometimes laugh and I say, my pronouns are man of God. What are your pronouns? Here's the point. I think your pronouns should be passionate man of God, motivated woman of God, for you, not for me. We should take that on as an identity, and at times, even by faith, begin to declare, I am passionate about the things of God. I'm excited about the things of God. I love reading my Bible. I love spending time with God. I come alive when I hear the things of God. I remember years ago being with a team in Ireland. We were doing a conference in Castle Wellan about 12 years ago now. And one evening, I think on a Saturday, or Friday evening, all day Saturday, I've been teaching, praying for people. God's been moving, healing people, fun things. And I think on a Saturday evening, we went to a local pub. We took a guitar. We were going to just take over the pub and do a bunch of worship. And we've just been full of the things of God. We've literally been baptized in the things of God all weekend long. And when we're in this pub, we decide we want some food. So I went next door to a pizza joint, pizza takeaway place next door, ordered some pizzas. I said, hey, I'll be back in 15 minutes. I came back, and again, we're just overflowing with the things of God. Here's what I want you to see. And when I come back to collect the pizza, the guy said, oh, they're still in the oven. And he reached out and pulled these pizzas out. And one of the little trays or whatever dropped, and he burned his hand. And he yelled out the word Jesus Christ, but not in a worship way, in a mocking, in a swearing, in a disdainful way, Jesus Christ. But the very second he said Jesus Christ, it just popped out of me. I said, isn't he awesome? Because I didn't think, out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth spoke. He said, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, yeah, isn't he awesome? And the guy looked at me like, is he? And I got to witness to this guy. I got to pray for him, and God healed his hand. And here's the thing. I want to stay in that place of passion and motivation. And I tell you, it's a great thing if today you can say, your testimony is, I am passionate about reading my Bible. But if you can't, I want to suggest to you, I'll give you three keys today. Number one, learn to do it by faith. Learn by faith to say, I am passionate about reading my Bible, passionate about spending time with God. There was a time many years ago, the Lord told me to do this. He said, Graham, I want you to start calling me wonderful. And I kind of thought to the Lord, I know in my head that you are wonderful. The Bible says you are wonderful. So I know you are wonderful. Okay, you are wonderful. And it's like I knew him intellectually, he was wonderful, but I didn't really know it as a revelation in my life. And I just every day would say, Lord, you're wonderful. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. And I remember about 3 weeks later, I was preaching in Chicago, and I stood up and the words just came out of my mouth, wonderful Jesus. And suddenly it hit me how wonderful. I stand amazed at the presence of Jesus in Nazareth. It's like suddenly the wonder of God ran me over like a train, and I stood there going, wow, isn't Jesus wonderful? And then the experience I was experiencing got released in this whole church, and everybody just stood there in the wonder and awe of God. Hallelujah. I get that now. Every time I can say those words, Jesus is wonderful, it's like spiritually I come back to that same place. But what I want you to see is it started by faith, not by action, not by intention. So I began every day saying by faith, Lord, you're wonderful. And I want you every day to proclaim by faith, Lord, I am motivated by you. I am passionate about your things. I'm not passionate about the things of the world. I'm passionate about the things of God. I want you to set your thermometer, if you will, to those things. And I believe your heart, the temperature of your heart, will catch those things. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs. I believe it's Proverbs 23:23. It says, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And I believe that if you imagine if you went to a stove or to a fireplace and you said, there's no heat coming out of here. I don't feel any heat. There's no fire. There's no passion. There's no motivation, if you can follow my analogy, coming out of here. The challenge would be you've got to put some wood in before you will get the fire or the heat out. So what I want to encourage you to do, key number two, is begin to build a lifestyle every day where you put wood on the fire of your motivation. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to get rid of the duty, the obligation, the necessity to do certain things in your life. Now, this is going to sound counterintuitive and be a shock to some of you, but I want to give you permission to not, hear my words carefully, to not have to read your Bible every day, to not have to pray. For the next week, give yourself permission. I don't have to read my Bible. I don't have to pray. I don't have to witness. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to tithe. Now, should you do all those things? Yes, you should. But the key is getting rid of the have to, the duty. And what I want you to do instead is just to do a little bit of that every day as an exercise. I want you to read your Bible for 5 minutes and find delight in doing it, and then taste and see that the Lord is good. Many of us, if I were to go to you and say, is the Lord good? Intellectually, theologically, theoretically, you know, yes, God is good. I can show you a Bible verse. But you're not saying God is good because you've tasted and seen. And what I want you to do is develop that habit of tasting the Word of God and going, wow, this tastes really good. And just do it for 5 minutes. And then, you know, again, by faith, I'm looking forward to reading my Bible. I'm looking forward to praying. I'm looking forward to spending time with God. The more you will do that, the more like a Pavlovian dog, your soul will begin to associate these things with passion, with delight, with pleasure. And that builds a really great thing. Come on, here's my last key for you today. I spoke about this, I believe, in lesson number 2, that we need to surround ourselves with the things of God. The Bible says, he who walks with the wise will be wise, and the companion of fools will be destroyed. And I think the challenge for most of us, again, you do your own internal audit of this, but I want to challenge you. So many of us are surrounded by people who are not passionate for God, or we watch media. You know, I don't think most of us watching a video like this would watch some satanic, demonic, pornographic thing on TV, something that just hurls insults at the name of Jesus. But we would often watch things that are God neutral. It's like God is not in their thoughts. God has been siphoned out and removed from those things. So often we live in a place where we've surrounded ourselves with a culture that lacks any kind of passion for God. And I want to say to you, if you want to be wise, walk with the wise. If you want to be a fool, hang out with fools. And that by the same principle, if you want to be passionate about the things of God, find other people who are passionate about the things of God. Now, that works at two levels. We need friends. Some of them can be your neighbors, your churchgoers. Some of them these days can be the other side of the world, can be on a WhatsApp group or whatever. But find people who are passionate about the things of God, and find people who provoke you and you provoke them. Yeah, who stir each other up into good works. Who find people who make you jealous for the things of God. Find people with whom you can discuss the things of God. Find people whose passion rubs off on you and your passion will rub off on them. And if you do these things, you'll build an ongoing lifestyle of motivation and passion for the things of God. Guys, there's so much more that I could say on this. I want to write a book on this subject soon, but I hope this helps you. Go back and look over those 4 videos. I will have a blog post on my website that corresponds to this teaching. And I'll be back tomorrow with a Q&A session on this. If you have any questions, do drop me a line for those. Again, if you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button down there and check out the links below. Bless you in Jesus' name.